Adam Schein Podcast.
Super Bowl preview episode of the Adam Schein Podcast, and we are coming to you from Miami, from South Beach. Radio Row, Shine On Sports, all week on SiriusXM has been absolutely positively off the charts. I'm picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, 35-31. Great news, Mikey Fitz, who's been on fire, he's also picking the Chiefs. Bob Stew, he's picking the Chiefs as well. I don't know. Bob Stew never gets it right, so now I'm officially concerned. The guests that we have had in Miami have been absolutely positively off the charts. We want to give you a taste of three of our most favorite interviews. Dan Marino, Alvin Kamara, and David Ortiz, Big Poppy, among some of the legendary guests that we had on Radio Row.
Shine On Sports with Adam Schein.
Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans winning a rushing title. How much does that mean?
It's really not about the stats. I want to win the Super Bowl. And that's why we play this game, to win championships, and that's what I want to win. At the end of the day, rushing title is cool, but when you do great things as a team, then the individual things that come. So I'm a team player. Winning the Super Bowl, that's the highlight.
Shine On Sports. Weekdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Sirius XM Channel 82.
One of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League, Miami Dolphins legend, one of my all-time favorites, my guy, the great Dan Marino. Dan, it's
Adam,
so good to see you,
buddy. Good to see you again, man. It's been
so
a while.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Been way
What's
too
up?
Long. You look great.
I'm trying. Yeah, it's all part of it. But, yeah, so we're happy. We're pumped up to Super Bowls here in Miami, so it's good.
And these Isotoner slippers,
Yeah, you put them on.
They are unbelievable.
Right. Slip-ons. We call them slip-ons, but yes, slip-ons. Yeah, they're great. It's like floating.
Can I wear them all day?
No, you can wear them all day. Yeah, that's the thing. And that's what I'm wearing mine today to media day. So I came down here in the car with the slip-ons on. Isotoners, and you know, we did the glove stuff for
years. Forever, yeah.
And last year we kind of had a remake of the commercials I did way back in the day, and now we're doing the Zen slip-ons, and later this afternoon we're going to be giving some away at the Veterans Hospital.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That's really cool. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Really
looking
cool.
Forward to that too.
Yeah. And these slippers are outstanding. The slip-ons, I mean, it's like I'm not even wearing anything.
Exactly, that's what it is. It's like you're floating on air.
It's incredible. These Zen slip-ons,
you got to wear them the rest of the day. You don't have to put them on right now. But
no. I did put them on. You want me to put them on right now?
Here, no, you don't have to. Come on.
No. For you, Dan, I put them on again. I'm going to wear them all day.
But you should wear, maybe not with the socks. You always wear the crazy socks. But
I do. See, that's where Dan and I bonded, and we did TV together. Dan Marino and I were wearing socks. All right, so can I take my socks off on live radio?
Not in front of me, no.
Okay, I'm asking you. I got to make sure Dan Marino is comfortable. That's all that matters. The rest doesn't matter. Let me tell you what does matter.
Yes.
Miami Super Bowl. Can we get the Super Bowl in Miami on a regular basis?
I've already suggested that. No one wants to listen to me. Every year.
What makes Miami the perfect venue for the Super Bowl?
I mean, look, you see the weather today. I mean, the weather outside. You know,
went for a run this morning.
Yeah, it was beautiful,
adjacent
right?
to the beach. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, beach, South Beach, you know, and you had, you know, parties everywhere from Palm Beach to South Beach. You know, that's going to be happening over the next few days. And it's an international city. Everything you like about big events, you can have here in a lot of different areas, a lot of venues.
What makes – I always love asking quarterbacks this, but especially someone like you. Mm-hmm. What makes Patrick Mahomes so special?
You know, his well, first of all, you got to have the arm strength, which he has, and he could throw it from a lot of different angles. Because of baseball background, I played some baseball too, had a little baseball background. I think that helps with how you throw the ball and your body positioning and all that inside the pocket. He has all that. He moves well inside the pocket, could run. Smart runner, but from what I heard from people around their program there in Kansas City, that the guy just loves football.
Yeah.
Man. He loves football. He's there early, stays late, watches a lot of film, just loves to compete, and then the players see that and they feed off that. And, you know, for him to come back down 24 points in a playoff game and then win that game the way they did, he can always call upon that. And the players on his team always know that, hey, he can do this. So he's always going to have that for him. So he'll have that confidence he can do it.
I got to tell you, watching your smile as you describe Patrick Mahomes is special.
That's pretty cool.
Because, you know, we're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks ever and certainly one of the best arms ever. And this arm that Mahomes has, I mean, this is a next-level throwing arm.
Yes, there's no doubt. I mean, you can see it. Velocity, accuracy, has touch, all the things you're looking for.
The entire package.
Yes,
man.
All the things you're looking for.
What do you see out of Jimmy Garoppolo? I started the show talking about how I think he's a little underrated because he's been tough and he's been clutch.
I totally agree with you. You know, and there's been times where he's had to put up the points. Like in New Orleans, he had to put up points.
Yeah.
And do that, bring him from behind at times, and he's done that during the year. But I think their philosophy is, and especially in this game, is going to be to try to keep Kansas City off the field.
Absolutely.
You know, the way
is
they're running
possible,
the football.
Is that possible, you think?
Yes, it is possible, but defensively you can't let them score quick because then it defeats the purpose, you know. But at the same time, you know, Garoppolo has proven that he could win and do it in that situation. I think that if it doesn't work, them running the football the way they want to run it, then they'll open it up for him, and I think he can handle it.
Yeah, I think he can handle it too. And, you know, one of the things that interests me is, you know, the coaching battle. Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, you know, a couple of excellent play callers on Super Bowl Sunday.
Sure. And that's why, you know, as fans, I guess we're all fans.
Fans
now to watch this game and the strategy that's going to go into it when the play calling and how they play defense and the things they're going to do, how they're going to attack each other makes it fun.
Oh, without question. And I'll tell you what was fun this year, the Miami Dolphins. You know, and I loved the plan this year because I felt for so long Miami was kind of in the worst place you could be in the NFL, stuck in the middle. And I love what they did in the offseason. But this Brian Flores, the way he coaches the team up, the way the Dolphins played, the way they played, Dan, in the second half of the season, I mean, if I'm a free agent, I want to sign now with the Miami Dolphins.
I would say, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? Because we got a young coach, young staff. He is what you want in a football coach.
Yeah.
He's a disciplinarian. He gets the young guys to believe in what you have to believe in as a group, as a team, what it takes to win football games. And you could see it come along as the year went on. And I thought we had a great second half of the year where you could see some of these young players were winning games on the road, important games for other teams. And when that happens, it gives you a good feeling. So it gives us a good feeling.
I mean, does that New England game still resonate with people? I mean, that was wild. It kind of shaped the entire postseason when you consider that Kansas City was able to get a bye.
And considering the fact that, you know, the Dolphins haven't won a game up there in a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, and you win the way we did, come from behind, win that game, goes a long way for confidence, and also, you know, affected the Patriots in the playoffs.
What'd you think of Ryan Fitzpatrick this year?
I think he's great.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's a lot of fun to be around. He just brings, you know, that's the word, the energy. He brings energy every day to work, and he just makes people around him better. You know what I mean? No matter what the circumstances.
Isn't that an amazing quality for a quarterback, necessary quality?
I think it's necessary, but not only just the players. Like, I mean, just the people in the building. And
the energy, the optimism.
Makes everybody better.
I love that. Is there a quarterback who you think is best for Miami for the future? Are you know, in the Tua camp, is there a Justin Herbert? Is there a free agent? Is there someone you'd love to see Miami get their hands on?
So, you know, it's a long way away, and I'm not even sure, you know, who knows?
Right.
And I don't know. We may not pick a quarterback. Who knows, you know? But there's a lot of good young players out there that might be around for us when we're picking, and either early or later in the first round. So it's hard to say. The draft's a long way away.
What'd you think of Ryan Tannehill's season?
I thought it was cool. I was really happy for Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. You know, he had been through a lot down here. I think he was in a great situation and a team that, you know, that the back was running great. So it helps when you got.
He's such a stud, isn't he, Derrick Henry?
Kind of running game, but really happy for Ryan and the fact that he got into, won a playoff game, got into playoffs in the situation he's in.
It's amazing. Do you think he has staying power in Tennessee now and he kind of found a home with that run game with Derrick Henry?
I don't know if he's a free agent. I don't know.
He's a free agent. Everyone expects him to go back to Tennessee.
I mean, I don't see if I was him, I'd probably want to go back there and play because of the situation this past year and how it went for him and the fact that they got a young coach that, you know, they got a lot of confidence in and love.
You know, it's interesting. You go back to your career, which was legendary and iconic. you know, you think back, is there one year where you say, if we only had this, we could have gotten back to the Super Bowl?
I think there's a few years that, you know, we could have got to the Super Bowl. The problem was, you know, we had to go through Buffalo.
Yeah. They were so good. They were a machine.
Really, they were really good.
Look at all the Hall of Famers.
I know. Shame they didn't win a Super Bowl themselves, you know, because they had four opportunities. But you look at their team, and we had a lot of times go through them. I thought the year that that I tore my Achilles, we got off to a really good start.
Yeah.
We had really good talent that year as far as our team. I felt really good about that group, too.
On both sides of the ball.
Yeah, on both sides of the ball.
Both sides of the ball. Do you see any similarities with your Super Bowl against San Francisco and obviously with Patrick Mahomes going up against his defense?
I guess you could say there's similarities because their defense, I think, is the number one defense in the league.
I mean, whatever the rankings say, Dan, I watch them, and I think they're the number one defense.
Okay. So I don't know what the rankings are, but they look to me like they're at least in the top three.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to make it hard. So that's a great matchup, right? You got, you know, the offense, the high-powered offense against the defense. And we're going to see how they rush the passer. And how they – are they going to blitz them or are they going to just go with, you know, the four-man rush and use the guys, what they've been doing most of the year, and just keep eyes on the quarterback. And so that's the interesting thing about the game and what we're going to be looking at.
What advice would you give Tom Brady for this offseason?
Well, he doesn't need my advice, obviously.
Everyone needs Dan Marino's advice. I wake up in the morning, I said, what would Dan Marino do?
Well, Tom Brady don't need my advice, but, I mean, I think you just – step back and look at everything in your life. And, you know, the hard part is I'm sure without a doubt he still wants to play and loves football. And that's a big deal. So that's the big deal, because once you're done playing, you're done playing. It's like pretty much it's hard to come back once you decide you're, you know, got that retirement in your mind.
Could you ever see him wearing another uniform?
I think he should play in New England, personally. I think but he deserves the right because he's Tom Brady and he's won so much and he's so incredible for that franchise, what he's done for them. He deserves the right to decide what he wants to do, and whatever that is, that's what they should do.
How close are the Dolphins?
I think we're close. I mean, we're going to have a lot of draft picks. We're going to have a lot, you know, and you can change it around in a few years.
Yeah.
You can't, but it's a process, and you know, the coach is a big part of that, and his philosophy is getting people to love football and want to be in there and want to work hard and be dedicated to what they're doing, and he's starting that direction.
Who are you picking on Super Bowl Sunday?
Kansas City.
Quarterback.
Sure.
You got to.
Yeah, why not?
I got to tell you, these slip-ons, isotoners, I mean, incredible.
No, they're great. And they've been great with me over the years, you know, isotoner, and now they have the Zens slip-ons, which are cool, they're awesome. And once again, we're going this afternoon to give some of those away at the Veterans Hospital, which is cool.
Which is beyond cool. Do people still come up to you and reference that commercial because it's iconic?
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's got to be more than sometimes.
Yeah, more than sometimes.
Let me tell you something. I always say this about Dan Marino, and we worked together for a while at CBS. You don't find a better guy than Dan Marino.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Dan Marino, he is an absolute gem.
Thanks for your time.
Always. For more of me, Adam Schein, who doesn't want more me? I love me. You can listen to me on my SiriusXM radio show, Schein on Sports. We always get the best guests. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Steph Curry. I mean, we live for this. Best guests in all of sports talk radio, best callers. It airs every weekday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. You can also listen to the radio show on demand with the SiriusXM app. Joining us right now, live at our set here in Miami, one of my favorite players in the National Football League, Alvin Kamara, of course, from the New Orleans Saints. Alvin, it's Adam Schein. Great to see you again.
Great to see you. How you doing?
Everything's great?
Yeah, everything's good.
I don't have to ask you what you're doing because you're wearing the Old Spice shirt.
Oh, so yeah.
Tell us what you're doing with the good friends over at Old Spice.
With Old Spice here. We launched a new line. It's called Ultra Smooth, and, you know, I'm not as low-key on the field, but I'm pretty low-key off the field.
Oh, this looks great.
Yeah, a little clean scent. You know, it smells pretty good. And that's what we're doing here. You know, we got something new. It's clean slate right here, new antiperspirant.
I mean, that's kind of like you, clean, right?
Clean,
I mean,
smooth.
That's how you play.
Just minimal, not too much, not too little. Perfect balance.
So we got to talk about what transpired in the playoffs because, yeah. I mean, we just had Stephon Diggs to start mm-hmm. the show. I never in a million years thought you guys losing that game was possible.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you replayed that in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it's now at this point, it's been 3 years in a row where it's kind of like heartbreak. So, you know, I think we were hitting our stride at the right time, but it just didn't go our way. And, you know, just in a season where we felt like everything was lining up for us, it didn't end up the way we wanted it to. But, you know, you got to live and learn.
Which of the three was the worst? Minneapolis Miracle, what transpired against the Rams, or what happened against Minnesota?
I think the Rams by far, because that was taken. That one was taken.
So that wasn't about the players.
Yeah,
that was about the refs.
That was the refs. So I think that one was the worst.
You know what's interesting? That to me was the worst in terms of the moment,
yeah.
right? But that team that you guys had, now going back to the Minneapolis Miracle,
yeah.
to me, that team was unequivocally winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think we had an opportunity there, too. I think that was – I think there was no way that we weren't playing better and better. Like, it was going to get better the next week than it was that week. I mean, it was just you know, it's hard, but, you know, we got to keep moving.
So how much, when you look back on it, and even in real time, you know, down the stretch of the season – did you guys, or does a team in general, need the bye in the postseason?
Man, I mean, that's statistically speaking, if you look at teams that get that bye, I mean, they tend to go on and play in the big game. So, I mean, we, you know, of course, that's at the beginning of the season, that's what our goal is, to get that bye, get us in the best position in the postseason to be able to make a push and go and win the Super Bowl. So, you know, we didn't get it. Had to play wild card weekend. Didn't handle the business, but I mean that bye week is definitely important.
Oh, without question. And you know, look, I think everybody was excited about the potential of a rematch with yeah. San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know, that game was wild. Uh-huh. Was that the craziest
yeah,
game you guys were all year?
Man, that was a wild game. That was a good game. Two good teams building it out. I mean, it was crazy.
That was intense.
Yeah.
You think, you know, if you got another crack at them, things could have been different?
Yeah, it could have. I think it was going to be another good game for sure. But, you know, I think we wanted another piece. You know, I think we definitely wanted another piece. We had a bad taste left in our mouth after that one.
You know, you guys played incredibly well against that defense, but I believe that is the best defense in the league. And they had some injuries mm-hmm. you guys faced over.
Yeah.
What makes this San Francisco defense so good so
far? Man, high-powered, that front four, man. I mean, they don't stop. They got motors. Back end, they play discipline. Linebacker play is good. I mean, I think they just play well together. They got some juice. They got some energy on defense. You know, when you're playing against them, you feel them.
Yeah, I think that's a great. I love that.
Yeah.
When you play against San Francisco's
yeah,
defense,
feeling.
You feel them.
Yeah, you feel them for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, best defense in the NFL, San Francisco.
And besides the Saints.
Okay.
Yeah, you can give it to him.
Yeah, they certainly are tremendous. What's going to happen at the quarterback position with New Orleans?
Man.
Is Drew coming back?
I don't know. I hope so. I would love for him to come back, you know. But, you know, he has decisions to make. I'm sure he has, you know, he has the right people in his corner, and he's making the best decision for his future. So, if he's back, love it. If he's gone, thank him for everything, you know, that I had a small part in his long career, but, you know, we'll see.
Have you asked him? Have you reached out to him?
No, I haven't asked him, but, you know.
What about Teddy?
Teddy, I'll talk to Teddy. We'll see what happens with Teddy, too. I don't know.
Teddy's a starter in the NFL.
Yeah, for sure. Easily.
Whether it's New Orleans or elsewhere.
Easily.
What makes him such a good player?
Man, I think Teddy just has, like, a different appreciation from the game. I think everybody knows about, you know, his injury a couple years ago.
No doubt.
And, you know, for him to be able to come back and, like, just have a new, like, surge and just a new life in this league, I don't think he takes any moment for granted. I mean, he's I wouldn't say he's soft-spoken. He's a quieter guy, but you feel his leadership. Like, he's a leader. He wants to get better. He wants everybody around him to be better. And, I mean, he's just one of those guys where he wants to win, and he wants to win at all costs. He's not selfish. And he's a team guy. Like, he's a model player.
What about Taysom Hill?
Taysom, same thing. Works hard. I mean,
look at that smile. Talking about Taysom.
Yeah, Taysom. I mean, he's an amazing player. I mean, we see it every week in and week out. The dude can play whatever position you put him at. He's gonna play.
What makes him so good?
I don't know what he is. He's crazy.
He's nuts.
Yeah, he crazy.
He's
he don't act crazy. He just plays like he just. All right, run down on kickoff. Cool. I'm about to go hit somebody.
Is his Lock a punt, future like, to be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
I don't know what it is. It's probably whatever he wanted to be because he didn't play every position. So it just whatever position he picks, he could probably play it. I don't think he played no. He probably O line. He hasn't played like tackle or anything.
How do you guys get over the hump? What's missing? And you ran into bad luck the first 2 years.
Yeah.
I do think maybe you could add a piece or two on offense.
Yeah.
You know, certainly you had some injuries on defense with Davenport, with Rankins, which I don't think – you're not making excuses. I don't think that gets talked about enough.
Yeah.
What do you guys need in terms of getting better in the offseason?
Yeah, we just gotta stay together. I think we've done a good job of that these past 3 years, just sticking together as a team and, you know, fighting through the adversity and not letting that – outside noise affect us, but we just got to find that one little thing, whether it's, you know, it's like you got a good recipe and you know it's like it's missing something, like you might need to add something to it. It's good, but you might need to add something to it. I don't know what it is. We need to just find something to get over that hump. We're gonna figure it out.
What is it about the chemistry with the Saints? Because that is something where you guys have this amazing knack. You've been through a lot. You stay together. Seems like you're always on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
Yeah, I think we just focus on what's going on in New Orleans in our facility. We're not worried about what's going on outside. I think, I mean, from the offices upstairs to downstairs in the locker room to everywhere around that facility is like a family feel. I mean, I think it's just. It's just a family situation in New Orleans that, you know, I can't really explain. It's a culture that's been created over the years, and I think it's like one of those things where there's no way that somebody that doesn't, I guess, conform to that culture could be in that situation. Like we do a good job of, you know, having the right people around.
You're either in or you're out.
Yeah, you're either in or you're out.
That's it.
Literally. That's it.
And does that come from Sean? Does that come from Drew? Does that come from Cam Jordan?
I think Sean and those guys did a good job of, you know, putting that in play. And I think now the team, like, it's like.
It permeates.
Yeah, it permeates. Yeah. So it's like from me to Cam to Drew to Mike, I think, you know, there's no way you could feel comfortable in that locker room if you're not, you know, on the same page as. You know, all of us.
Let's talk about Mike. I voted him for the Offensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it possible he doesn't get enough credit for being the single best wide receiver in the league?
The crazy thing is I don't think he does.
He doesn't, right?
I mean, it's just like – it's become so normal what he does that it's like people are like, oh, Mike Thomas, he has a big game. So, I mean, I see it week in and week out in practice and on Sunday on the field in the flesh. So, I mean, amazing player, consistent, the best receiver in the game right now. So, man, he deserves everything he's getting. I think he should win the award, too.
Offensive Player of the Year. Yeah, and then listen, I voted Lamar MVP, and I could appreciate if someone voted Lamar for Offensive Player of the Year. But, I mean, what Mike did for you guys, I mean, it's, to me, the ultimate blend, Alvin, of consistency and just sheer domination.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and you're part of this in some way, shape, or form, you think of the Saints on offense. You think of Drew. You think of Sean Payton. You think of Alvin Kamara. Hey, Michael Thomas is a superstar that makes everybody on that team better.
Yeah, he definitely does. I think his presence in that offense, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, what he's able to do week in and week out, I mean – You see it. So, I mean, it's not too much I can say about it.
Can you guys use another playmaker on offense?
I think we could. I don't think we're opposed to it. I think we could definitely use another piece. I mean, it's one reason why we're so good on offense also is because it's an unselfish offense.
Give me the ideal number of carries, touches for Alvin Kamara in a game. Because I have this default, right? If I ever want to get on Sean Payton, I'm like, well, no. Alvin Kamara needs more touches in a big spot, more touches.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're trailing in a big game. I need more Alvin Kamara. What? Uh-huh. What's the ideal number?
Just touches. Run. Runs
give me runs, give me catches.
I've never really answered. I don't know, like 15 or something. I don't know.
If you get 15 carries a game, you're
15
in the
touches.
15 touches.
15 touches.
That's low. I need more than 15.
I don't know. I can never put like. But what if I have two touches in, and one of them is a 99 yard run, and the other one is not in a catch for 99?
Then I need a third touch.
All right. Well,
I need a fourth touch.
Right, yeah,
I need more Alvin Kamara.
I don't know. I don't get paid to coach. I think it's on contract bigger than mine.
So that actually hits home what you're saying about the Saints. For you, it's not about the touches.
Yeah, it's not about
it. It's about the wins.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
Everybody, that's what we're all focused on. It's not about who's getting the ball or who's having a big game or who's having a big play. It's like, man, look, I got to go run this go route to clear this out for Mike to be open up under. I'm going to go do that. And if we score, we score, and we got to score again.
How does this San Francisco defense you played against a match up with my guy, the great Patty Mahomes,
yeah,
the Chiefs?
I mean, it's gonna be a good matchup. Pat is like Houdini out there. He make it happen no matter what. That defense, like I said, is high powered. It's a high motor defense. That front, I know they're gonna try to get after Pat. So I'm interested to see what he does. I don't think he's going to disappoint, but, you know, it's going to be a good game.
You do things as a football player that are jaw-dropping. You make unbelievable runs. You make unbelievable cuts. You describe, and I've used the word, Houdini.
Mm-hmm.
You describe Mahomes as Houdini.
Mm-hmm.
As a guy who does this for a living, what makes Mahomes so special?
I think it's a different type of focus sometimes, like when you see a player that makes the type of plays he makes. It's like the focus is almost like video game, like it's like you just on the fly just trying to make something up that you feel like it's gonna work in the moment. And I think that's what he does. He does a great job of that. It's like, man, I'm gonna go unconventional and I'm gonna put the ball in my left arm and throw it and you know, do what I gotta do, or I'm gonna run to my right and throw it back across the field to the left. Like it's not normal.
It's not human.
And it's like some things that, you know, it's cardinal rules like that you don't do, and he's like, I'm about to do it.
Right.
Gonna make it work.
I mean, Brett Favre used to do that.
Yeah.
Right. He was
exactly.
Like, no. Yes, touchdown.
Yeah.
But Mahomes, the athleticism,
yeah,
the smarts,
mm-hmm,
that he has with that unbelievable talent.
I was gonna say, I think a lot of people, like, I mean, the dude is smart. Like he's super smart. And I think that doesn't get talked about enough. I mean, we talk about his athleticism and, you know, his arm. But, I mean, you got to be smart. You got to be a smart player, especially a quarterback, to be able to do some of the things he does.
How about that run? You could appreciate this as a running back. Now, they're trailing in the game.
Yeah.
And he's got to, A, stay healthy. Seriously.
Yeah,
quarterback.
He's got to protect his interest.
He's got to make sure that he's on the field. B, you have to – he's hugging the sideline. They're trailing in the game. You
got to
think about clock.
Yeah.
You got to convert. Timeouts. The whole thing. How the hell did he do that?
He makes it happen. Houdini. He made it happen. You know, it's some players do, some players don't. And he does.
Who's your favorite running back to watch in the NFL?
My favorite running back to watch? You know, I got to go with my boy Mark. I got to.
Did you miss him this year?
Of course. Yeah, I missed him. I mean, that's like a good friend of mine, but I don't think, like, as far as, like, playing on Sunday, I'm not, like, on Sunday, like, sitting in my locker, like,
where's
Mark?
Mark?
Yeah. I miss him, like, his energy. And, like,
he's your,
you know,
guy.
The type of, yeah, I, like, miss seeing him every day, but, you know.
You know what's interesting? I used this expression when the Ravens signed him. I said, this is perfect. Because, mm-hmm, Mark Ingram's a really good player,
yeah,
right? And that's the way I phrase. He's a battering ram. He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Not often do you sign a running back, per se. I hope you don't take offense to this. And someone like me says, well, this is good for leadership.
Yeah.
The Ravens got a winner. They got, yeah, a leader, a Heisman Trophy winner. Lamar's special. Lamar's a natural. He's charismatic. Did you know the impact Mark was going to have?
Yeah, immediately.
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 He's a lot like, not only is he a good player, he's a locker room guy.
Yeah.
He's one of them guys that, like, he walks in day one and he brings, like, a different type of energy. You feel it when he walks in. You know what I'm saying? You feel it on Sunday in that locker room and on the sideline. Like, he gives us 100%. And, I mean, he's the number one hype man. You know what I'm saying? He's the same thing. He's unselfish. Like, he wants everybody to do well. Like, so, I mean.
When you saw that he was injured leading up to the divisional round, I mean, you knew he was going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But
I talked to him. I you know, I was just making sure he was good. I asked him. I was like, you good? He was like, yeah, it's just, you know, just got to fight through it. So
is that something, you know, watching it early in the game?
Yeah, I can say, yeah, yeah. I'm, especially if it's some, like, guys that you're close to, like, you know, like, oh, man, he wasn't feeling that one. Or,
yeah,
he don't look like Mark on that run.
Who are you picking in the Super Bowl?
I don't really have a pick. I like Mahomes, though. I like watching Mahomes play. That's my answer.
I'm going to go with Kansas City.
All right.
All right, we'll go with Kansas City.
That's fair.
Alvin, it is a treat having you on the show. One of my favorite players to watch in the league. You do so many great things off the field as well. Keep up the great work, my friend. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
My guy, Alvin Kamara.
It's Sign On Sports with Adam Sine.
From your San Francisco 49ers, their outstanding running back, the great Raheem Mostert. You come out of that tunnel on Super Bowl Sunday. What's that going to be like for you?
Man, it's going to be amazing. I don't know if I'm going to cry at that moment. I don't know what type of emotions I'm going to have. It's going to be my first ever one. I couldn't even explain it to you.
Sign On Sports. Weekdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Sirius XM Channel 82.
Red Sox legend from Fox Sports, Big Poppy David Ortiz is with us. Poppy, great to see you.
Good seeing you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You look good.
I feel good.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, especially in Miami, you know, Super Bowl, this beautiful weather. I mean, Super Bowl picked the best weather in Miami to be able to have that game going on Sunday. I mean, it's beautiful outside.
It's gorgeous.
It's not humid. It's not hot.
I mean,
you know?
I was feeling good about my jacket, but if you say you love it, I'm doing all right. I'm doing something right.
You're doing good. You're doing good. I'm telling you right now. You got the Miami flow going on now.
I got the Miami. I am a little worried, though, about the hair and the humidity.
Good. Trust me. The hair is good.
Okay. If Big Poppy says the hair is good, the hair is good. First and foremost, you got to tell us what you're doing with the good friends over at Hyundai.
Hey, man, we got this commercial coming up. For Super Bowl, I mean, it's all about New England. It's all about Boston, the ass, and you know, you can park the car there. You know, it's so much fun. You know, it's funny. You know, I mean, we had a good group of guys. We got John. We got everybody in the mix. And man, the film was like, it was like a dream come true. It was so much fun. I hope people enjoy it when they get to see it.
John Krasinski, Rachel Dratch. I mean, that's
Rachel,
a pretty incredible cast.
Rachel was teaching me about the Boston ass, and I was like, I kind of quite got there, but not much.
I get it. I understand that, and I appreciate that. By the way, how are you feeling? Everything's okay?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling good. I'm healthy. You know, I'm back to my regular, you know, everyday thing. You know, I'm everything is going well. You know, all of us, you know, right now suffering this Kobe Bryant and little girl Gigi, and I mean, situation is something that broke my heart, man. I mean, I got to meet Kobe a couple of times, man, and what a human being, what a great human being, unbelievable basketball player, but even a better person, you know,
well said.
Off the field, you know, and off the court, and you know, just this type of news, man, is something that I get you thinking, you know, and get you thanking God every day for giving us the opportunity, you know, to be able to do things. I mean, me personally, you remember what happened to me last year.
That's what I'm saying.
I went through hell, you know, but God gave me the opportunity and second chance to be here. And I'm trying to do things, enjoy things better, you know, appreciate more things, and thanking every day for giving me the opportunity. You know, unfortunately, that wasn't the way it went down with my man Kobe. You know, I think, you know, everybody right now is praying for his family, Vanessa, his all the two girls that still with him, because this is tough, man. This is something that is hard.
Oh, I've been gutted about it all week. And I'm from your perspective, after what happened, I mean, you thank God every day?
I'm telling you. We got to thank the Lord every day for what he do for all of us.
David Ortiz, of course, with Adam Sine, Sine on Sports, live in Miami, Radio Row. If you were giving Tom Brady advice on free agency, what would you tell him? Should he stay in New England? Should he go to L.A.? Should he retire?
Heck yeah. He got to stay in New England. Where do you think he's going?
Okay, I'm just making
sure. Hey, let me tell you, man. TB need to stay there forever. He ain't going nowhere. You know, my man, Robert Kraft, he know that you're not going to win every year, though. The thing is that people get used to the winning thing. It's not that easy. You have competition. You got getting prepared. Look at Mahomes, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I saw that kid running in the clubhouse.
Oh, that's right. With his dad.
His dad.
In Minnesota.
Was in Minnesota Day. Yeah. I mean, I watch him now playing, you know, his athleticism comes from his father.
Yeah.
Because his father was a great athlete. Pat Mahomes was an unbelievable athlete. So I watch him right now, and I was like, man, you get familiar with it, you know what I'm saying? What the kid's doing out there is special.
It's special.
It's special.
I've never seen anything quite like it.
You can't ask for no more. The last game he played, I thought he was playing three different positions, to be honest with you.
he was running down the sideline. He's throwing it.
He was everywhere. So
he's the best show in sports right now.
I'm telling you. So that make you appreciate more what Tom Brady do. And I'm telling you, the whole New England is hoping that my boy Tom Brady, a.k.a. the GOAT, be back next year again with us doing his thing out there.
When is Curt Schilling getting into the Hall of Fame?
He's not?
He's not in the Hall of Fame. When is Curt Schilling getting into the Hall of Fame?
I don't know, man. I mean,
that really bothers me.
Curt, I think he did what he was supposed to.
He didn't get in.
I think he did what he was supposed to. You know, it's something that it's very controversial sometimes when it gets down to that. But hopefully at some point, you know, he get in.
Where do you stand on guys like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens? Because to me, those guys are Hall of Famers.
I think those guys are going to get in regardless at some point. You know what I'm saying? Because they did so much for the game, you know, that to me, Barry Bonds was, and he always going to be the best hitter that was ever born. You know, me as a hitter, I can tell you that what he used to do, it was something special. It was something that Barry was like perfection when it comes down.
Perfection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfection. He was perfect. I remember we were playing the Giants once, and I was playing first base, and we brought this lefty that we had that threw 100 miles an hour, named Alan Embry.
I remember Alan Embry.
Yeah,
sure.
Alan Embry. Yeah, it was with Alan this past weekend on the Red Sox Fan Fest. And he came out of the bullpen to face Barry. He throwing 100 miles an hour fastball up here. Barry hit the highest fly ball ever that I had ever seen in my life. And then his next at bat, he walked. And then I asked Barry, you missed that pitch, right? He was like, no, I didn't miss it. I just wasn't ready for it.
But holy
Papi,
cow.
Listen to this. He said, Papi, it's a 4-game series. I'm going to face Alan Embry again. And you watch. Enjoy the show. Next day, same situation.
Get out of here.
Alan Embry came to face him. He hit that ball in the middle of the seat, back in the water back there. And then when he walked around me, he was like, I told you. I was like a kid.
No way.
I feel like I was watching the game from the outside. And I was playing first. But like, that was Barry Bonds. I mean, Barry Bonds.
And Alan Embry was nasty. He threw heat.
Nasty. He was a go-go lefty coming out of the bullpen.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, I don't really care about all the trash talk about Barry. He used this, he used that. He was the Hall of Fame before all this crap kicked in. You know what I'm saying? And nobody had got to that level of hitting the way Barry used to. I don't think anybody can ever get to that level. I agree with you. It's a combination of perfection. Like, this guy will hurt you if you mess around with him. That's how bad he was. You know what I'm saying? So I think, regardless, at some point, him and Clement was a hell of a pitcher, you know. He did so many, the Rocket, like, he did so many great things, man. And hopefully, you know, this guy saw, like, the face of the game that people are always going to remember. You know what I'm saying?
Are you worried that the era is tainted? And, I mean, to me, I'm 42 years old. You can't tell me my era of baseball didn't exist.
Yeah.
All right, does that concern you that when you play that there's always going to be that what if and that taint on some of those unbelievable moments?
You know what? People are always going to you're never going to pressure everybody. You know,
right.
Always going to be people questioning things. It's always going to be people agreeing with things. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, people know how hard it is to play the game of baseball. People, even the people that haven't played the game, when they try to play the game, they know that hitting the baseball, catching the baseball, diving for the ball, throwing the baseball, is not an easy thing to do. So, I think people at some point are going to start appreciating things the way it's supposed to be.
Real quick, who are you picking in the Super Bowl?
Look, man, you know I'm a Patriot, right?
Of course.
You know I'm 100% Patriot.
That's right.
But if I got to go right here, I got to stick with the plan, man. I got to back up my boy, pop my home some. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep it real, though. I got to go with him, man. I got so much love for the 49ers, man, but I got to keep it tight with my boy. You know what I'm saying?
Poppy, you're the best.
I appreciate
it,
man.
Keep up the great work on Fox. Love what you do with our friend Kevin Burkhardt, and we'll talk to you
again
real soon.
That's my man, Kevin. I love you, though. I can't wait to see you.
I love it. You guys are fantastic together. Big Poppy, that was a blast.
Here's what's on Shine's mind.
Thank you for listening to the Adam Shine podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for subscribing. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Bob Stew and Mikey Fitz. And we will talk to you again real soon.
This is the Adam Shine podcast. Touchdown! For more from Adam Shine, listen to Shine on Sports on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, Sirius XM 82.